BMW. The 77%.
It's not easy. No, it's not easy. It's not easy breaking your heart.
Good day, everyone. It is another edition of the 77% show on DW Africa, the platform where young people on the continent get to share their thoughts on topical issues. I am Mimi Mefo, your host. And in this week's edition, we meet Tuzo Kumalo in South Africa and Andrew Wazike in Kenya. Comments have been coming in from many young people on our DW Africa Facebook page. We would get to read them out as the show unfolds. Today we want to find out from young Africans what they think about a man taking his wife's last name. We would hear from a young Kenyan who says it's about time.
Women have taken men's names for generations to signify that they were their husband's properties. So for a change, it would be nice if they took ours too, since they belong to the women they married. It's all about equality.
But to another Kenyan, this means giving up your own rights as a man.
Personally, I don't think I'd take my wife's second name, because traditionally that would be like giving away your manlyhood right.
DW's Tuzo Kumalo would be having an interesting debate with some young people in South Africa.
I've never seen that, like,
you
know,
and you don't want to see it?
I don't want to see it. In my life, I don't want to see it happening in my life. I want to take my husband's surname, so I would be proud of that as a woman.
You don't want your husband to be proud and take a surname?
No, he won't.
You would not want to miss out on that. You can also make your voice heard by dropping your comments on our DW Africa Facebook page, your platform. Welcome once again to the 77% show. A vast majority of people around the globe think that a woman should give up her maiden name when she gets married. What about men taking their wife's last name? Let's hear from two young people in Kenya.
Personally, I don't think I'd take my wife's second name, because traditionally that would be like giving away your manlyhood rights. And I believe our elders taught us to always be the man in the relationship.
I don't think taking your wife's name is right. For instance, for professional reasons, I can't drop my name because people know me by a certain order of names and by certain names. So if I add another one, they might think it's someone else. I think we're still a patriarchal society, so that can't fly right now.
We can clearly get from those reactions that it never crossed their minds to change their names or take their wives' names after marriage. Let's get contrary opinions from a young Cameroonian and a Kenyan, respectively, who say they would not mind bearing their wives' names.
In our present society, it is just very, very normal that people admire and respect more a woman who is carrying the title Mrs. attached to the name of the husband, such that most married women willingly drop their maiden name in order to take their husband's name. Personally, I wouldn't bother if my wife decided to adopt my name or take hers. It should not be an issue of force.
I don't mind taking my girlfriend's name and sharing it. More so, I get married. So long as we're happy, we love each other. I don't care, and I won't mind if I'm called Edwin Eunice or Lucy Edwin. What matters is I'm happy, we are at peace.
We heard from the men themselves already. Now, what about the women? Their views are mixed on the subject. Take a listen.
Women have taken men's names for generations to signify that they were their husband's properties. And as a feminist, I do not support the idea of women being properties of men they've married. So for a change, it would be nice if they took ours too, since they belong to the women they married. It's all about equality, and no one should feel entitled or supreme in marriage.
My answer is a no. Why will I subject someone to all that? That is like subduing someone, robbing them of their identity, Why? Just because of marriage. And it's such a tedious process. Imagine having to change and add another name to all your important documents like the certificate. Why? And it comes with a cost. So I will not do that.
Are diverse reactions from some young women in Kenya. On our DW Africa Facebook page, comments are coming in from many of you, like Joseph Amewu says, no, I wouldn't. I would not force her to take mine either. It's simple. I want to continue my family line. A comment from Ozondu Izionye, who says, I would agree with my wife continuing to carry her father's name and mine as well. Asking if I would take her last name, the answer is no. Abdul Sai Sahanun writes that Islam does not promote that. The woman does not have to lose her name. Sir Yusuf Kembao reacts saying, no, I wouldn't too, but here's the thing. We humans, as any other creatures of the world, are living customary and traditionally oriented. I mean, we are born and raised to abide by or be embedded to certain elements of living in accordance with our norms and cultures. Thus, however an individual is behaving and living or acting is mainly genuine from the individual's ethnic. And this quick one from Joseph Nyambura, that can never happen unless she pays the dowry to my parents. Many of you differ in your views because of your religious, cultural inclinations, or just because it is your way of life. Let's now head to Southern Africa to meet Tuzo Kumalo, who is standing by with this week's 77% debate. So glad to have you today, Tuzo.
Welcome all to this episode of 77%. I'm Tuzo Kumalo in Johannesburg. As African men, when we grew up, we were told you'll marry a wife, she will throw away her surname and adopt yours, and your children shall be called by your surname. This was a time when men will go to work and women remained behind taking care of the house chores and children. But times have changed. Women are also now breadwinners. Women now do any job that men do. Some women even earn more than their husbands. Some women work while their husbands sit at home. Is it now time for men to start adopting their wives' surnames? To discuss this subject, I have three guests with me and I'll ask them to introduce themselves.
Olani Kivit from Orlando West in South Africa, Johannesburg, if I may.
Tanta Mgomezulu from Soweto, Johannesburg.
I'm Mujata Oleseko. I'm from Orlando West in Johannesburg in Gauteng.
Let me start with you, Polan. Can you take your wife's surname?
That will have to be a decision made by myself and my wife. I do not think that there should be any exterior motives that should be supporting that, or either way not. And if so, I do not see why there should be any judgment in doing so. Because as I know it, and as I've lived it in life, women are just as human as us males.
I'll come back to you. Let me go to him. Can you take your wife's surname?
Never in a million times. I hear this nigga's busy speaking there. To take your wife's surname, you must follow a protocol. All people are needed just for guidance. And there's a ritual that has to be made for that certain thing. I don't think there's a good idea. My wife must take my surname because I'm the one who's getting married with her.
Okay, let's come to you. Would you allow your husband to take your surname?
No, I won't. Because we as African, we have to take our husband's surnames as our culture. So I won't allow my husband to take my surname.
And you said you may agree, you may not agree. Suppose your wife earns as much as you do, and she demands that you have to take my surname whether you want it or not. Would you agree?
I would not agree. If I'm given that ultimatum that I have to do so, then I guess I'm in that marriage for the wrong reasons, because I do not see the need for the capital coming in or the salary that I'm earning to determine my position in my household. When we go into marriage, right, it's a joint thing. It's a 50-50 thing, the right side and the left-hand side. So I do not see why anyone's income should determine what happens or who says what or what should be done by whose demands.
Chief, women are saying this thing of saying they take your surname as men is what oppresses them. Why can't you take their surnames? Because they also do good jobs. They also earn a lot of money like you men do now. So they are saying it's a thing of the past now. Why should we keep that tradition?
It's not all about what she earns or what she has. It's all about love. It's like she's buying me. You can't buy me to do your things. Never. That's not going to happen.
And as an African man, if you go to your father and say, my father, now I'm taking my wife's surname, what do you think your father would say?
You see, as a Zulu man, there's a weapon that is called isagile in Zulu. He would chase me with it, because there's nothing like that. If you get married, it's either my surname or no marriage. That's all.
And then let me come to you. Mm-hmm. You are saying it's fine that you take your husband's name. Mm-hmm. Why can't we change that tradition? As women, since we now have equal rights as men, don't you think it's time now for us to consider that men also take your surname?
In my family, when someone gets married, you take your husband's surname. You don't take your the woman's surname or something like that.
Don't you want to be the first to change that?
Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, we can try it. Yeah, we'll see where it ends. Because many people don't agree with that, especially older people.
Her ancestors, they will be turning
in their graves.
They're like a spinning tire. And they'll be angry. Everything she wanna do, or she will not succeed or prosper anywhere.
Why? Because also women are also people like men.
No. That's true. Women are human, like men, right? But now, the norms of African tradition say everything about that is wrong. So that's what has been instilled into Africans for years and years and years and years.
But some people say this is patriarchy, this is things done to oppress women.
They're entitled to that opinion. As much as I'm entitled to the opinion, my opinion, the opinion that I have, right? There's the concept of a double barrel. When Jada Pinkett got married to Will Smith, she's now Jada Pinkett Smith, right?
But let's drop these norms and move forward.
Never. Never.
That should be done by choice.
Never.
Yeah. Dropping
there's no choice. You see, it's not all about we are living in a 21st century. It's how we grew up.
Yeah.
And how you were raised, and how you were guided to do things according to your traditional side.
And what do you say about those men who do it? Now you are saying we can't change it, we should keep it. Those men, do you think they are crazy?
If he could take my surname, there would be bad luck in your life. So I don't see no reason changing anything here. So things are all right the way they are. You should keep it that way.
So Chief, if they were to put a new law that now things are changing, when you go to register a marriage, now it's men taking women, so you still resist?
Only people who don't have tradition, they will go with the flow.
What he's saying now, right, is how women have been feeling for years. Those people who did it, to them it's fine. So it's working for them, so I don't see why we should judge them in that sense. If it's working for them, then it's fine.
Do you think so as well, that if you want it, people should stay away out of it, or you still insist that tradition is tradition?
Tradition is tradition. If you wanted to do your own thing, you have to do your own thing. It's up to you guys. I don't want to see it. In my life, I don't want to see it happening in my life.
I want to take my husband's surname, so I would be proud of that as a woman.
You don't want your husband to be proud and take a surname?
No, he won't even feel proud of taking my surname.
Never, ever.
Okay, guys, thank you so much.
My Lord.
A very interesting one there. Thank you, Tuzo, and all the panelists. On Facebook, comments are still coming in. A quick one from Mamadou Jalo, who says, the part of Africa I'm coming from, the woman does not need to change her name. Well, Jalo doesn't tell us which part of Africa he is referring to. We here at DW also spoke to two female journalists and gender activists in Cameroon and in the UK. Comfort Musa, an award-winning journalist in Cameroon, says a couple's choice over what name to bear is personal and political.
Naming is very political. Often our identities are tied to what we call ourselves or to what others call us. If I get married, I don't know if I want my husband to take my last name, and I'm not sure I will want to take his last name. I think that's a bridge I will cross when I get there, and that will depend on what roles and what expectations we have of each other. And my thought on this is simple, that no couple should be forced to take on a certain name just because society demands it of them. I come from a context where if a woman gets married and she doesn't take on her husband's name, then it means she is not fully, you know, invested in that love. You know, in Cameroon, in French, when someone dies, they say the widow of X. So while the husband is alive, you are Mrs. X. And when the husband dies, they call you widow of X. And, you know, it plays a role in how society perceives, you know, women that are married. Oftentimes it's through the lens of their husbands. And even after death, this sometimes persists. So my thought on this is people should choose what identities they want for themselves. And this should be reflected in what they choose to call themselves.
That was Comfort Musa, a Cameroonian journalist. Now, Pamela Bonkinyu is based in the UK and has been carrying out research on this subject. She's also an advocate for the double-barreled surname. Here is her take.
I actually blogged about this name issue, and there's an underground movement with strong feelings in this, especially in the advent of cross-cultural and cross-national marriages. I came across a couple who got married, and I was quite surprised that the husband took his wife's surname, so they just kind of put it together, the wife's surname, his surname, and made it into one name, and they're both bearing it. So that was really great to see. So there are some countries actually which by law forbid women from changing their maiden names. So since 1975, for example, Italian women are legally required to keep their maiden names after marriage. Should they wish, they can attach their husband's surnames to theirs, creating a double-barred surname. In Quebec, Canada, for example, there's a Charter of Rights that was established in 1981 into law that requires women to also keep their maiden names. Now, personally, what do I think of this? Personally, I am a very, very proud person. I'm very proud of my roots and cultural identity, that it would seem like an erasure of myself to give up my surname and adopt that of this new person that I've met, that even though I'm getting married into his family, to change my name for him and his family, it would feel like I was getting rid of my family. I feel that people coming together should be a fusion of their backgrounds and families, and therefore it should be reflected in their names or those of their children. So I am an advocate for the double-barred surname, but should my husband refuse to share my surname with me, then he should certainly not object to my wish to keep my surname.
We have gotten all the views from young Africans, men and women, and even from experts on the topic. Tell us what you think as the debate continues on our DW Africa Facebook page. That's all we got time for on this week's 77% show. You can listen to this program and all the previous editions by visiting dw.com/Africa. For more contents on the 77%, check out our YouTube videos on DW Africa 77%. On behalf of the entire technical team that made this show possible, my name is Mimi Mefo. Catch up with you another time with another interesting edition, same time next week. Until we meet again, goodbye.